Well, we like to, I guess, conclude, right?
Yeah.
The fellowship that we have on getting into the Word.
Amen.
We spent 4 weeks in a morning revival going over this.
Right.
And we had a time on Monday with the brothers, and out of the fellowship there was a feeling that we as the church would not just let this be 4 weeks of morning revival that we got inspiration from.
Right.
And as a, like a vapor, would just be blown away.
Right.
After that, something good that we remember. Amen. And whatnot. But it would be something that we endeavor to get into.
Amen.
So in an effort to kind of take some practical steps, we had some fellowship this morning. I put together, sorry, it looks like a lot, but hopefully we'll get through it in a quick way. The front is actually the long part. So in an effort to prepare a little handout, I came across something that I couldn't resist putting the whole thing on there. And that was George Mueller's testimony. You know, I don't know if you guys know who George, if everyone knows who George Mueller was, but he was a very significant figure in church history, especially in relation to translating the Bible, right? I believe, and putting the Bible into print. So what's very interesting is what he says about what he discovered in his time. And so I like to, we don't need to read through the whole thing, but there are some underlined portions here. But if you have it, it'd be good to read through it. In its entirety. It's very impressive. Here is someone who, you know, when was he around? In the 1800s?
Yes.
1800s. Right. And so this was his experience about the Bible and his relationship with the Bible. So I'll read the first underlined portion. Begins with, "The point is this." So he's making a point here, which I believe is very appropriate, what he says. "The point is this, I saw more clearly than ever that the first great and primary business to which I ought to attend to every day was to have my soul happy in the Lord."
Amen.
"The first thing to be concerned about was not how much I might serve the Lord, how I might glorify the Lord, but how I might get my soul into a happy state."
Amen.
And then this, I was very touched by this. "And how my inner man might be nourished."
Amen.
We need to have our inner man nourished.
Amen.
And he said this was the primary business for him every day. Was this, right?
Right.
Then the next underlined section. "Before this time, my practice had been, for at least 10 years previously, as an habitual thing, to give myself in prayer after having dressed myself in the morning." So, you know, that's not bad, right?
Right.
He wakes up for 10 years, he gives himself in prayer, he gets dressed, and then he prays. And then he says this, "Now I saw that what the most important thing I had to do was to give myself to read to the reading of the Word of God."
Amen.
"And to meditation on it."
Yeah.
"That thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, instructed, and that thus, by means of the Word of God, whilst meditating on it, my heart might be brought into experimental communion with the Lord."
Amen.
How about that? Yeah. So here is somebody who woke up every day, got dressed, and prayed, and then he realized that was not as important as getting into the Word in such a way as to experience communion with God.
Right.
Right? That was what he said was right. Then listen, he goes on further. "I began, therefore, to meditate on the New Testament from the beginning."
Amen.
"Early in the morning. The first thing I did, after having asked in a few words the Lord's blessing upon his precious word, was to begin to meditate on the Word of God, searching as it were into every verse."
Amen.
"To what? To get blessing out of it."
Amen.
"Not for the sake of public ministry."
Amen.
"Of the Word." Right? "Not for the sake of preaching on which I had meditated upon, but what? For the sake of obtaining food for my own soul. So you're going to find this throughout the fellowship. If you get one point, the word nourishes us.
Amen.
And because it nourishes us, you know what that means? We need to be nourished.
Amen.
Every day. It's not something that we can skip. Here's someone, George Mueller, who realized, he was a spiritual person before this, of great effect in the Christian world, right? But he still realized, you know what was primary before this? Was I need to get in the Word in a particular way.
Amen.
And in this way is not for the sake of knowing something, really even experiencing or this or that or the other thing. It was for one purpose, and that is to have my soul fed.
Amen.
To be fed and nourished by the Word.
Amen.
Okay, so this is very different. Then, I'm going to read the next underlined portion. The result of this is that there is always a good deal of confession, thanksgiving, supplication, or intercession mingled with my meditation.
Amen.
And that my inner man almost invariably is even sensibly nourished and strengthened. And then that by breakfast time, with rare exceptions, I am in a peaceful, if not happy, state of heart.
Amen.
Do you know what my this week I endeavored to do this. Uh-huh. This is my I tell you, after having gone through these weeks of morning revival, I was so exposed at how much I am lacking, not of getting into the Word, but of getting into the Word in a way of being nourished and fed by the Word. Okay? And so I endeavored this week, you know, that you want to know what the problem is? Not your environment. It's not your, you know, your boss or your financial situation or whatever you can come up with. The problem is the state of your heart.
Amen.
And the state of your heart depends on whether or not you are being nourished by the Word.
Amen.
Right? And then he goes on. Thus also the Lord is pleased to communicate unto me that which either very soon after or at a later time, listen to this, I have found to become food for who? For other believers. So you want to know what the problem with other people is? Right? You can say, this, I have a problem with that person. I don't like the way that they do this or whatever it is. Or this person is short in this or whatever it is. The real problem is you're not feeding on the Word. Because they need the food too.
Right. Amen.
Right? I was touched by that. So where am I here?
Into that.
Though.
Right. Though it was not for the sake of public ministry of the Word. So this is he's saying it wasn't for me to feed so that I could be some person or whatever it is that I can speak all this thing and everybody will marvel or get fed or whatever it is. Right? That he gave myself. But what? It was for the profit of my own inner man.
Amen.
How about that? I was blown away when I was reading this. If I had to put it on here. And then I'll go on. And yet now, since God has taught me this point, it is as plain to me as anything that the first thing the child of God has to do morning by morning is obtain food for his inner man.
Amen.
How about that? I don't think that is the first thing that I need to do every morning. But I like to change everyone's concept here.
Amen.
This morning. The first thing you need to do is obtain food for your inner man.
Amen.
Are you a child of God?
Yes. Amen.
So the first thing you need to do is obtain food for your inner man.
Amen. That's right.
And we're going to say how to do that this morning.
Food.
And where that food comes.
That's good.
And then listen to this. Now, what is food for the inner man? Not prayer. But what? But the Word of God. And here again, not the simple reading of the Word of God, so that it only passes through our minds, just as water runs through a pipe, but considering what we read, pondering over it, and applying it to our hearts.
Amen.
When we pray, we speak to God.
Amen.
Right? Then listen to this. I dwell so particularly on this point because of the immense spiritual profit and refreshment I am conscious of having derived from it myself.
Amen.
And I affectionately and solemnly beseech all my fellow believers to ponder this matter.
Amen.
By the blessing of God, I ascribe to this mode the help and strength which I have had from God to pass in peace through deeper trials. So you want to know how you're going to get through those deeper trials, which are coming if they're not already here,
right?
It's by applying what he said in various ways than I had ever had before. And after having now above 14 years tried this way, I can most fully in the fear of God commend it. So this isn't something that he's like, listen, this is in the Bible, here's the verses, you guys need to do this, da 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 da. This is something that he practiced for 14 years. And he says, this was the result of what I got. How different when the soul is refreshed and made happy early in the morning from what it is when without spiritual preparation, the service, the trials, and the temptations of the day come upon one.
Amen.
So how about that? Oh, that's pretty, that's really enjoyable to me.
I'm very impressed to see the word meditation there.
Yeah. So, this morning, the burden is, if you go to the other side, on the title, it's having a particular time in the Word. I didn't know what kind of word to put on the top, but I just picked particular. Oh, I skipped time.
We need a particular in the Word.
Time.
Well, what does it mean, though?
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay?
So the first thing, how about we read the bold together, the first one?
Be open and touching the Spirit behind the Word.
So, first, what? Being open and touching the Spirit behind the Word. Now, these are all quotes, a lot of them from the morning revival over there. I wish I could have put all the references, but I didn't. But I didn't. But needless to say, these are all
ministry quotes.
So how about we have the sisters read the first quote?
The Bible is the Word of God. It is full of God's light. Yet this light will only enlighten those who are open to Him. We must not pay attention just to reading and studying. Rather, we should ask if we are open before the Lord.
So here's a key point, number one, is when we are getting into the Word in the way of being nourished in this particular way, not in reading, not in focusing on just enjoying the Lord or getting something, gleaning some truths or whatever it is. This is a focus on being nourished and fed by the Word. There is a primary thing that is required, and that is we have to have our being open. Right? I have a little boy. If he does not open his mouth, there's no way. There's no way for him to get fed. He won't get any nourishment. And as soon as he opens his mouth and takes the food in, guess what? It gets in there. So in the same way, we need to open our being.
Amen.
And in this particular area, in this particular thing, I think it's on From How to Read the Bible and Watchman Nee. It says that openness has to do with our consecration. And as we get into the Bible in this way, as we get into the Word in this way, the Lord will touch us with areas and that we need to open even further.
Amen.
So every day there's more of an opening, more of a consecration.
Amen.
In this way.
Amen.
And that actually, that consecration and that dealing and that opening is part of the feeding on the Word.
Amen, that's right.
Okay, then the next quote, brothers.
Have a proper way of handling the Word of God.
The next quote, behind every Word of God.
Behind every Word of God is a certain Spirit, the feeling of the Holy Spirit, and the condition of the writers govern these writings. When we study the Bible, we have to touch the Spirit behind the Word.
So when we study the Bible, we have to touch the Spirit behind the Word. So this is the second point. The first point is we need to be open. But then after we're open, we don't just read with our mind. There is something that needs to happen. Behind every word in the Bible is a Spirit, and is the Spirit. But we need to get beyond the letters. And we need to exercise our spirit to find the Spirit behind the Word.
Amen.
So if it just is, you know, the Bible can be two things. It could be a book of life. It can also be a book of death, in a sense. Because the letter itself kills, right? But it can also be a book of life that nourishes us, But whether or not it is depends on whether we exercise our spirit to touch the spirit behind the word.
Amen.
So we need to just pay attention to this.
Sure.
I was touched myself. How much do I do that? You know, I may even pray, read the word. I may do a different thing.
Yes.
But how much am I touching the spirit behind what is there?
Amen.
Not in a way of gaining something or realizing some point of truth, but in a way of, wow, my soul, my spirit is fed.
Amen.
My inner man, my heart is happy.
Amen.
And full of joy, right? Because I touched the spirit
Amen.
Behind there. Okay, now next bold, let's read that all together.
Having a proper way of handling the word of God.
Okay, so we need to have the proper way of handling it. And then how about I read this one to you? This is also another quote from the Morning Bible. The psalmist's way of handling the word of God was different from that followed by many today who mainly exercise their mind to study the word in letter.
Mm-hmm.
The psalmist's way, this way, their way, was even richer, broader, and more inclusive than what? Than
pray reading.
So we're not talking about just pray reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's richer, broader, and more inclusive than pray reading.
Amen.
What does it include? It includes prayer, worship, enjoyment, conversation, bowing down, and even lifting up our hands
Amen.
To receive God's word. What else does it include? It also includes rejoicing,
praising,
shouting, and even weeping before the Lord. So I have to confess, how much am I in the word that way? It includes prayer. Okay. Worship, enjoyment, conversation, bowing down and even lifting up our hands. It includes rejoicing, praising, shouting, and even weeping. I can't remember the last time I was shouting over the word. You know, how about this? We need to be serious and we need to handle the word in a proper way if we are going to get nourishment from the word.
Okay,
next bold. Let's read that all together.
Receiving constant and long-term nourishment from the word.
So this I was very touched with. Constant and long-term. I don't know if you remember in the morning revival mm-hmm. it talked about there is temporary nourishment and inspiration. The problem with that is it just blows away and goes away. It's not bad, but it just blows away and goes away. But as Christians, we need to receive constant and long-term nourishment. Well, let's
Amen.
Read the quotes to get some more. How about sisters on the first quote?
When the word of God becomes the truth in our being, this nourishment remains forever.
Amen.
If the truth gets into our memory, it becomes a constant and long-term nourishment.
Amen.
You will then know how to present the truth to others, not merely to inspire them or to stir them up,
right.
but to make them solid and constituted with the truth.
Amen.
So there's a couple of points here, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, what we read has to become truth in our being.
Amen.
And when it does, then there's nourishment there that remains forever.
Amen.
How about that? That's why Watchman Nee could be in jail with no Bible, right? But still receiving nourishment from what was in his being, right?
Amen.
We need to get into the word so that we get this.
Amen.
This constant and long-term nourishment, right? It gets into our memory, so it has to do with our memory. And it becomes constant and long-term nourishment. And then what? Then it has an effect. I just appreciated this. It has an effect, not just on us. We're just not nourished. But the other people that we contact and that we touch, it has to do with their constitution. Right? If you're in the Word in this way, it will not just affect you.
Yeah.
It will affect everyone. In fact, we're going to see later on, it affects everything. It affects everything. Okay, how about the brothers read the next quote? When we study the Bible,
our purpose is to receive the ministry of the Word. If God's Word is only impressions and thoughts to us, it cannot become our food. God's Word must become spirit before it can become our food.
So a word I was touched with here is, when we study the Bible, we have to have a purpose.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about this thing, even though I forgot time. We're going to talk about it. We need to have a particular time.
Amen.
In the Word.
Right.
And this particular time has to have, there is a purpose for it. Yeah. And this purpose for this particular time is what? Is to receive the ministry of the Word.
Amen.
So that it's not just impressions and thoughts to us, but it is what? It can become our food. Right? And so this is a real burden. We need to be impressed. Maybe you do this to a certain extent, but guess what? Every day it needs to, that capacity, the way it happens, needs to be improved and deepened. Right? Okay. Then one of the things that struck me the most in getting into this is, let's read this bold title, the next title. Everything depending on this one matter. Now listen to this. If we desire to be a Christian who is normal, living, strong, uplifted, proper, rich, spiritual, and heavenly, guess what? Does everybody want to be like that? I do.
Amen.
Right? I want to be a normal Christian. I want to be a living and strong Christian,
Amen.
A proper, uplifted, rich Christian,
Amen.
Spiritual Christian, heavenly Christian.
Amen.
Well, guess what?
The only thing
that matters is to daily open our spirit to contact the Lord.
Amen.
And what? We should open the Word of the Lord to read. And after reading, we should immediately exercise our spirit to turn what we have read into prayer. Now, let's read this last sentence all together.
Everything concerning the Christian life, our living, service, and work, the church life, victory, sanctification, and spirituality, depends on this one matter.
So everything concerning the Christian life depends on this one matter.
Amen.
So my question was, why have I neglected it?
Right.
For so long.
Wow.
Why do I put such a low emphasis in my day, in what I do, on getting into the Word in this particular way?
Right.
Because as a Christian, everything depends on this.
Amen.
Everything. You want to be a normal Christian? Well, that depends on whether or not you are in the Word to get
Very
food
good.
And to get nourishment. Okay? It depends on this. This is the way to be a Christian. Then what? How about we all read the next bold sentence together?
The saints need to take this way every day to get into the truth. After 1 year of studying the Bible in this way, there will be a solid change in the saints' home life, private life, and church life.
So after how long?
1 year.
1 year of studying the Bible in this way, there will be a solid change.
Amen.
How many want a solid change?
Amen.
I want a solid change.
Amen.
Right?
Solid
it just takes
change.
1 year of what?
Yeah.
It just takes 1 year.
Amen.
And what do you need to do? You just need to get into the Word in this way every day.
Amen.
Every day. Not just some days. Not every other day. Not once every 3 days, not once a week. This needs to be primary in our mentality, in what we think about, in everything that we do, every day. Okay? How about that? And then what happens? You want a change in your home life?
Amen.
Well, get into the Word for a year. Right? Feed on the Word. There'll be a change. You want a change in your private life? And then,
Amen.
As the saints in the church in Lake Forest, do we want a change in the church life?
Amen.
In a solid way?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's simple. If you want to change, there's one thing you need to do every day, and that is feed on the Word.
Amen.
Receive Amen. Nourishment from the Word.
Amen.
So this to me is my burden.
Amen.
That's my burden.
Amen.
We need to come away with what Amen. We need to do every day.
Amen.
It's not morning revival. Mm-hmm. Although you need to have morning revival. I'm not saying get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the primary thing we need to focus on, and we need to have this realization that as a Christian, we need is to be fed by the Word.
Amen.
It's primary.
Primary.
Right? And then guess what? If you do it, you want to know why there hasn't been change? Because we haven't done it. At least I haven't. Right? So if you want a solid change, we need to do this.
Amen.
So we have a proposal that I'll talk about in a little bit. Okay?
Amen.
But then I ran across this from Watchman Nee 2. And I thought it was so good. So I'm going to read it because he can say it better than I can ever say it. Setting aside time and being disciplined. So this is the point. Today is the church, is the saints in the church. We like to be, and you'll see in here, we like to set aside time. And we like to be specific. And we like to be direct. And we like to make a commitment. And we like it to be real. Not unrealistic, right? But we surely like there to be every day a commitment to get into the Word in this way. Yes. We have to realize, number one, how important it is. Mm-hmm. And then number two, we need to do it.
Amen.
So I like to read this to you. Every Bible reader must set aside a certain amount of time every day to study the Bible in a definite way.
Amen.
This should be done apart from his reading during morning watch. Mm-hmm. Experience tells us that it is not altogether wise to allocate too much time to such study. Mm-hmm. When we allocate too much time, we usually cannot keep it up, and the result is not profitable. Mm-hmm. We should set a standard for ourselves that is reasonable to achieve. I like everybody to listen to what he's saying. Servants of the Lord do not need to spend more than 2 hours a day. So he's talking, okay, servants of the Lord. Nor should we spend less than 1 hour. And we're not saying that everybody needs to do this. This is just,
just
take this in context. Occasionally, when we have more time, we can extend our study to 3 hours. Okay, so he's talking about himself. When we have to make a decision about this after what? Careful consideration.
Right.
So this week, we like everyone to have something. Mm-hmm. Careful consideration. Mm-hmm. About how much time they should spend in the Word. Mm-hmm. In this way. Mm-hmm. Once we have, then listen to this, then we need to make a decision. And once we have made a decision, we should adhere to it for at least what?
A few years.
Amen. And then he says this. We should not change our schedule after 2 or 3 months. We have to learn to restrict and discipline ourselves a little.
Right.
Our reading cannot be too capricious. Mm-hmm. Such free, undisciplined, and inspirational reading should not be our pattern. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're not talking about that. Because there will be times when you're feeding on the Word and you are going to be so overcome. Mm-hmm. And the temptation will be just go and keep going and keep going. But listen to what he says. Mm-hmm. Many people are too careless in their reading. They read a few hours one day and nothing the next. So the more we change it, the more there will be less consistency in what we do. And this is the point. It's not about the quantity that we're doing it. Mm-hmm. It's about the consistency.
Yes.
And that consistency needs to be at least every day. This shows a lack of perseverance. It is a terrible habit. We should decide on what to do after careful consideration and prayer. And once we have made the decision, we should adhere to it. What?
Wholeheartedly.
So we want all the saints in the church in Lake Forest to make a decision.
Right.
And we're going to do this for the rest of our lives, really.
Amen.
Not just 2 or 3 years, but we are going to do this for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
We are going to feed on the Word.
Amen.
We are going to receive nourishment from the Word. And guess what? And I look forward to 1 year from now. Right? 1 year from now, next November 2017, to see the solid change in the church life in Lake Forest, right?
Amen.
And in all the saints, their home lives, their
Amen.
Private lives. I look forward to seeing it in mine.
Amen.
We should take note of one thing. After studying for 20 minutes, we may be tempted to extend our reading to 30 minutes. We must what? We must overcome this temptation.
Amen.
If we have made the decision to read only 20 minutes, we should adhere to 20 minutes.
Amen.
If we can resist extending our time, we will also overcome the temptation of reducing our time from 20 to 10 minutes. You see the point there? If you extend it to 30, then it's easy to reduce it to 10. Right? We just need to stick with what we have decided. Once we have made a decision before the Lord, we have to discipline ourselves to adhere to it.
Amen.
So how about we discipline ourselves to adhere to what we do?
Amen.
We would rather be stuck with something for 10 years than be free from it in 10 days.
Amen.
Maybe you'll be in the book of Leviticus or Numbers or whatever it is, and it's very, not the most exciting reading, okay? Mm-hmm. But guess what? You will get fed.
Amen.
And it will be every day. And it's better to not try and power through that so you can get through that, because what will end up happening is you'll lose the consistency. We must never be loose or careless. We have to learn to be disciplined.
Amen.
And I'm not speaking to everyone, I'm speaking to me.
Amen.
Because I am the worst person at that. I get inspired and I'm like, I want to spend the next 2 hours in this, in doing this. And then guess what? A week later, I'm not doing it at all. Right? So, this is what our feeling is. I just like to say a few things. You know, we want the saints in an anonymous way. I don't know if we're going to send out. We haven't figured out how we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll send out a little survey via email so it reaches everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we like there everyone to put in a number of minutes that they are before the Lord, mm-hmm. made a vow, mm-hmm. and given themselves to, mm-hmm. that they are going to get into the Word, mm-hmm. in a particular way.
Right.
And I don't care if you just received the Lord yesterday. Right, you can do this. And let me explain something to you. What if I told you you could get into the Word for 6 hours and 5 minutes? Right, in this way. Right, we're talking about 1 year from now. 6 hours and 5 minutes is 1 minute a day. It's all that is. And don't tell me you don't have 1 minute a day. But if you could spend 6 hours and 5 minutes knowing that I fed on the Word. And this, all that is just 1 minute a day. And maybe that's all that some can, mm-hmm. can commit to, right? Mm-hmm. But two is double that. And two is not that much more, not that many, it's not that much time, right? But we like everyone to commit to something. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we'll put it on the weekly fellowship. How many minutes? It's been
anonymous, right?
Right. Of feeding on the Word in the church in Lake Forest.
Yes.
Right? Just as an encouragement. It's not a small thing, even to just take 1 minute a day. Maybe you take 1 minute three times a day. You stop what you're doing and you say, you know what? This is my time. This is my 60 seconds out of the day right now before I have lunch or whatever it is. And I am going to touch the Spirit behind the Word.
Amen.
To be nourished. And to be fed, so that will be one more minute of long-term nourishment that I will have for the rest of my life.
Jesus.
You know, this will add up, and this will change.
Very good.
You know, another quote that I didn't put in there talked about the church, right? That if we are in the Word this way as the church, then what? There will be a broad way open to us.
Amen.
You want the broad way open to all the people in Lake Forest?
Amen.
It's not dependent on some type of technique that we have of contacting them. It's really dependent on whether or not we are in the Word in the way of being nourished.
Amen.
And fed by it.
Amen.
So sorry for going for so long. I don't know how long that was. But I just have a lot of burden this week.
Amen.
This is a primary thing. It is something that no Christian can run away from. And it is something that every one of us need to do.
Amen.
And so we need to take this next week, and make a vow and a commitment before the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so that we will give a certain amount of time. We will give a certain amount of time every day. Not 6 out of the 7 days of the week. This is something that we need to do every day for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. It takes 21 days, they say, to build a habit. Okay? You just need to power through the next 3 weeks.
Amen.
Don't be overexcited about it and bite off more than you can chew. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Just be consistent for 21 days. Mm-hmm. And those 21 days will be something to you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. A habit that you have built up.
Right? Amen.
That you are a person, you're a Christian, mm-hmm. who can be normal, living and strong. Why? Because you're in the Word in the way of being fed.
Amen.
By the Word.
Amen.
So how do you guys feel? You feel like this is a good thing?
Amen.
I have a minute.
Yeah.
I have more than 1 minute, right? How about you, Dane? You have some minutes?
Mm-hmm. I got a few.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right? You know, and I have 3 kids, right? It's okay. I can take a minute here, a minute there, or 5 minutes, or whatever it is that the Lord, that I make that vow before the Lord.
Amen.
But man, it sure would be good. And I have this burden for every saint.
Amen.
Primarily myself.
Amen.
That we would be in the Word in this way.
Amen.
And I don't know if anybody else.
I have my hand raised. Is that okay to ask you something?
Well, maybe on the break.
Yeah.
But I wanted, it is important enough to ask. Just one simple question. How about asking, some of us are already doing it, a few minutes a day, every day. How about asking how many of us are doing, then we can raise hand. Wouldn't that be great? If you feel uncomfortable, don't do it.
Well, I think
but
we'll see that.
Me, I do
we'll
it
put
every
together
day.
Something. Because, you know, one of the other quotes in there is that it's our job every week.
Right.
Every week we need to encourage all the saints.
Amen.
Right? And we need to remind all the saints. Right. We're not saying that you're going to be successful every day. That's going to take effort. But collectively, knowing that we're all doing this together.
Yeah.
And we're not judging each other. Look, I got more minutes than you. We don't need to know any of that.
Right, that's not the point.
That's not the point.
Amen.
What we need to do is we need to get into the Word to be fed.
Amen.
And you are going to see, we'll see a difference. We'll see a difference. You know, I saw a difference in me just this week, just from 1 week. Of endeavoring. And I wasn't as successful as I thought at the beginning of the week. But guess what?
Amen.
Knowing that there were other people doing this
Amen.
Is an encouragement to me.
Amen.
And we will
Amen.
Find a way. We'll find a way. Through our fellowship, we'll find a way to help the saints
Amen.
Be encouraged
Thank
every
you,
week and to be reminded every week.
Amen.
Amen.